Wednesday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning, sport, hey? We gather with a sense of pride and devotion today as Ange Postecoglou is formally announced as the coach of Tottenham Hotspur. We gather with a sense of shock and disbelief as the US PGA and LIV have formally merged to unify golf on the teat of Saudi money. And we gather with a sense of rich anticipation and mystery as Australia attempts to win the World Test Championship against India at the Oval. Sport. 1-300-736-736 as we go. The 40 Wings temper text. 0433-98-11-16 tempera mattress like no other. Grubby politics and finance mixed with the purest dreams and aspirations. Imagine from the Whittlesea Zebras at the bottom of the Victorian Premier League to Tottenham Hotspur in the English Premier League. And a four-year deal. That says Spurs are in for the long haul to get the full Ange effect. A two-year contract in the EPL can mean 8 weeks. 4 years, that's a proper commitment. My favourite sentiment from Spurs fans had them launching the Ange wagon. We're all aboard the Ange wagon. The World Test Championship is a relatively new innovation. Owing significantly to former Cricket Australia Chief Executive James Sutherland, for about 15 years, those who love and champion Test cricket searched for a way to bind disparate bilateral series together. They finally achieved that, and in 2021, New Zealand won the inaugural final. For Australia, tonight's match at the Oval is the culmination of not 2 years, but 4 years. You well know they missed that first final through a breach in the over rates, and it sparked a determination to make amends. Although the pinnacle of the Test cycle doesn't yet have the prestige of the Ashes, for instance, those who want the five-day game to endure need this to fully take hold. India has won the past four series against Australia, two here and two on the subcontinent. So what does it look like on the neutral soil in London? But today's big story is the absolute stunner, the reunification of golf, a move by stealth without the knowledge of the players who have staged the war, who have manned the barricades, who have gone to the mattresses for the past 2 years. Hello, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods. Stunned, confused, and angry were the immediate descriptors. For those of us who had likened the split to World Series cricket, such a peace deal was inevitable in the long term, but it came overnight with absolutely no warning and with scant detail. And where it's especially challenging is for those who planted their flag on the moral high ground and derided players for accepting money from an organisation backed by the government of Saudi Arabia. The reality today is the USPGA is now funded by the so-called Saudi blood money. The chairman of the PGA is the governor of the Saudi's $620 billion investment fund and the chairman of the oil giant Saudi Aramco. The moral high ground opened up like the San Andreas fault. Never trust politicians and sports administrators. If those who are most vocal are true to themselves, and this is for player, commentator, and fan alike, you'd have to boycott the PGA now entirely. And of course, that won't happen because morals are pretty flexible when it comes to sport and money. And it's why the singling out of golfers above any other sporting participant was so spectacularly unfair in the first place. Hello, Ronaldo. Hello, Benzema. Hello, Formula One. Hello, World Cup football. Cam Smith's decision to join LIV looks like good business this morning. Jay Monahan, the CEO of the PGA, had to front the players' meeting. The anger was visceral. Those players who had turned down eye-watering amounts of money to stay loyal, only to see this happened. John Rahm left $300 million on the table. Hideki Matsuyama left $400 million on the table. Tiger Woods left $800 million on the table. And then this. What it all means, so that's still to be revealed. Those briefings have been taking place. It's the end of 54-hole golf, and no one will miss that. The team's format may or may not survive or be adapted. I wonder about the shotgun starts. The cuts had already been adjusted to imitation and flattery. The interest from a local perspective is what does it mean for the tournament in Adelaide and future tournaments in Australia? Liv had a far greater impact off course than on, but that Australian tournament could have proved, as you pointed out at the time, its ABBA moment. Will the new USPGA honour the commitment to play around the world, or will it continue to be a tyrant determined to squash all golf outside America? What's the South Australian government deal worth? Because if it holds, the 2024 edition with a fully unified PGA will be spectacular. We'll learn about this together and try to make sense of it. 0433 98 11 16 is the text. We'll open the lines for EFS delivering simple freight solutions this hour. I'm going to step you through a few bits and pieces to bring you up to speed on how the story developed. This was the revelation to the world. Jay Monahan, Yasir Al-Rahman, and Keith Pelly trying to explain what had just happened.
It's a historical day for the PGA Tour and the game of golf. And it's a historical day for the PIF and the DP World Tour. And you're right. You know, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella. And David, the way that we're doing that is we're creating a for-profit LLC that the PIF is going to invest in alongside the DP World Tour. And together, we're going to move forward and we're going to take efforts to grow and expand this great game and to take it to new heights. We've recognized that together, we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. And I give Yasir great credit for coming to the table, coming to discussions with an open heart and an open mind. We did the same, and the game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
The way we're doing our partnership, it's going to be really big in many senses. We will have both the LIV and the PGA Tour, in addition to all of our assets, and we will be investing in the growth of the game of golf and doing many new things that I think will have a better engagement from the players, the fans, the broadcasters, the sponsors, everyone else. And hopefully to even give a better access for more and more people to the game of golf.
What we will do now is work very collaboratively with the PGA Tour and the PIF to establish what we believe to be fair and an objective process for any player who wants or wishes to reapply for membership, who wants to come back to the DP World Tour. But just as it was in the initial arbitration, the process will be consistent with the tour's disciplinary processes.
I hear bulldust, 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 but I smell money, money, money. Brandel Chamblee had been, outside of Rory McIlroy, the most vocal to run against Liv and everything that it stood for. So it was chastening as he tried to make sense of it on the Golf Network.
Well, like everyone else, when I first heard about it, I was completely shocked. I can't imagine that too many people outside of maybe the two or three or four or five people that were in the room that brought this merger to fruition would have known anything about it. After the shock sort of ebbed away, I was hugely disappointed. I think this is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf. I do believe that the governing bodies, the entities, the professional entities have sacrificed their principles for profit. I wonder what Tiger and Rory and several other players who would have turned down tens of, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to go to Liv, and they stood on principle and they fought for the PGA Tour and they fought for the betterment of the PGA Tour. And this just came out of nowhere. I would imagine this is going to be a very hard and long day for Jay Monahan.
Brandel Chamblee with an emotional stake in that. And then I think he's my favourite Premier, Peter Malinauskas. So he's running the case for sport in South Australia. I think he was doing something of a victory lap on the Today Show.
I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that the events in Adelaide probably were a precursor to the negotiations that have been taking place for the last few weeks. And this is a really big announcement for world golf. I think it's good for the game. And I certainly think it's going to be a good outcome for Australian golf fans with this event in Adelaide going forward. I think there were some people that were highly skeptical about the LIV concept, and you and I spoke about this early on. There was a few critics and cynics, but the Adelaide event demonstrated that people were up for something a little bit different in terms of the format for golf. There's no doubt about the fact that Australia has been deprived high-level, world-class professional golf being played on our own turf for a long time. So the demonstration of the success of LIV in Australia, I think, sent a message to the rest of the world, and the momentum has been increasing since then, and that undoubtedly brought the parties together. But from our perspective, the state government's perspective, we're just so excited about the prospect of having an even bigger and better event next year where we might see more cross-pollination of players between the two tours.
Sleepy old Adelaide with a critical role in reuniting golf. What's that contract worth, and what will that tournament look like next year? Because it will be spectacular if it is the full demonstration of a unified tour. Your initial thoughts: so many PGA guys turned down the opportunity of generational wealth to be loyal to a company that has no loyalty to them. That gets right to the heart of it. Simon texts through, the ARL Super League is the best parallel. Once there's a mood for change, the incumbent can't resist it. Compromise is inevitable. Entrenched rhetoric becomes an embarrassment. Paul kind of highlights that Greg and Phil were right all along. The Full Swing series is going to be an interesting watch next year. And Martin and Carlton LIV Golf PGA Tour merge. I am pleased to see this merger occur. It's good for golf, but I will miss Chambly and McIlroy, who have made it clear they will not be involved in organisations that are backed by Saudi money. And that cuts right to the chase. As of this morning, the US PGA is on the teat of Saudi money. And if you planted your flag on the moral high ground, it gave way like the San Andreas Fault.